Hey ladies, listen, there's a new year coming up, 2020's almost here, and I know you guys are going to be drinking, so I want to go ahead and talk about buzz driving. Buzz driving is drunk driving, and if you need to do something to feel okay, remember, you're not okay to drive. There are signs to let you know that you need to hand over those keys, okay? So over texting, taking too many selfies, over sharing, chugging up that water, okay? You know, thinking that some gum mints are going to sober you up, that's not gonna happen. Eating all those snacks because you're now hungry, trying to play music or something to make you feel alive and awake. When you spot your buzz warning signs, call a cab, car, or friend when it's time to go home. Just don't drive home. A message brought to you by NHTSA and Ad Council. Hey ladies, welcome back to the Female Forum. It's your host, Ashley Brown. How are you guys doing? I'm so happy to be back with you guys. This will be the official last episode of season one of the Female Forum podcast. I know we've made it so far. 2020 is coming so fast. We only have like a few days left. And with that being said, usually we have like a topic to discuss or something like that in that fashion. Today, I just want to kind of hand out some positive affirmations, some positivity towards you ladies. I know I've learned in life from friends and family that everybody doesn't have someone to tell them that they're proud of them or just to speak positive things into their life. Some people have really negative environments and really negative people around them. And I think it's really important to be encouraged, not only encourage yourself, but to have others encourage you as well. So I love you guys. You guys have been supporting me so much. So I just want to offer what I can offer back to you guys. Okay. But before we get into it, make sure you're liking, commenting, subscribing, downloading, listening to the Female Forum. Follow all the social media platforms. That's Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram at underscore the Female Forum, and then Ashley Brown for Facebook. Listen, let's get into it. I talked about wanting to spread positivity and light and love because, like I said, I've learned throughout this journey of picking up pieces and friends and things they've been through, just listening. I've learned that some people genuinely don't have a support system. And that is so sad because we've discussed this plenty of times before. You need people. So this is like my give back to you guys. So number one, I hope that everything in this world goes the way that you plan it to go. I want you guys to be encouraged in your journey. Always respect your journey. Always appreciate it. Your journey is different from other people. I know that even myself, we get down on people about how they should do something, when they should do it, where they should do it. Your journey is your journey, and what you're going through, be it good, bad, or indifferent, it's your story to tell. Don't get down and beat up on yourself because it doesn't look the way other people want it to look. And with that being said about your own journey, don't beat yourself up about life not going as planned the way you want it to. I've learned that as I've been going through, they say live long enough, you'll have some stories to tell, which is so very true. I've learned that in life, there is no set plan. God kind of does what he wants to do, and you're just kind of, you have to sit and listen, and you're forced to kind of go in that flow. And that can be so frustrating sometimes, especially when you're in that place of indifference with God. That's a spiritual journey. We'll have to touch on that another time. But it can be so frustrating when you're thinking you should be at D and you're still at B. You know, it's that, oh my goodness, what's going on? What's happening? I want you guys to be encouraged and understand that time is a man-constructed idea. You know, right now, you can look at your clock and it may say it's 5 p.m. It can say it's 11 p.m. The truth is, there's no p.m. There's no a.m. You know, they've came up with this kind of idea that when the sun rises and when the sun goes down, this is how we're going to construct time, which is cool, but who is to say that time is even the time span they've collected together? What if 1 minute is actually a whole eternity, right? So don't beat yourself up on time. Time is just, think of it as a subjective thing. It's not objective. I know technically subjective, it's supposed to be measured, but think of it as a subjective thing. Think of it as, I have time, and you do. I know they say live life as if you don't have time, but it's so important to sit back, smell the roses, and enjoy the view, because life will get tough and it will hand you a lot of disappointments and lead you down a lot of different paths. But you have to be able to understand that you'll get there. Whatever's made for you, whatever God has for you, it's going to be yours regardless. Don't worry about it. I know for my ladies out here who are in relationships, then they're struggling to find their identity. They're in abusive relationships. We've all been in toxic relationships. I just want to encourage you to be the best version of yourself that you can be for yourself, for your child, for your family. Be the person that you always envision yourself to be. I know it's hard. It's easier said than done, but really own who you are. If you always walk around this world letting someone tell you what to do, how to do it, how to think, or trying to be like somebody else, you'll never get the blessing that God has for you. So all those ladies out there struggling with toxic relationships, I hope that 2020 and so on, pick your big girl panties up and you put them on and you say to yourself, I'm going to move on, because I know that there's greater in store for me, okay? Another thing that I want to discuss for all my hustling babes out there, listen, I understand. When I tell you guys I have so much stuff happening that I'm going to bring to the female forum and in my own personal life, I have a lot of moving pieces. 2019 has been moving pieces, moving family, friends, businesses, school, like everything's been moving, right? To those boss ladies out there, stay encouraged, sis. Stay motivated. Do your thing. I see you out there. When I do Female Friday, it truly has been an honor to do Female Friday in 2019. It was kind of a sporadic type of thing, and it's been amazing to see the entrepreneurship, to see women out there going after their dreams, chasing their dreams no matter what. That is amazing. I know some of you guys share your own personal stories, and I know I may not like everything on Facebook or Instagram, but I read all you guys' stories and stuff like that. You know, some of you have kids, you're single mothers, you've been through a lot of hardships. It's amazing to see you guys with these businesses, and y'all have been so kind and responding. And this is for just all the boss babes, but I'm talking primarily to my Female Friday sisters. I am so grateful to have had you guys on Female Friday. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for sharing my information. It's been amazing. And I will be reaching out as time goes on for more people to be featured on Female Friday. So if you're interested, DM me, let me know. Okay? Let me know. So this is also for my people on their spiritual journey. You know, you can always tell when you're about to have a spiritual awakening or a journey. It's like it's a shift. It's a movement in your spirit, in your soul, in your energy. Everything starts to look very uncomfortable and small and tight. Listen, it gets hard, don't it? But I just want to tell you guys, stay encouraged, because that internal life that's attached to that journey, that's something that's going, you're going to be forever grateful for when you get to the maker and you have to sit down and talk to him. He's going to remind you of that journey, and you're going to be so grateful that you went on it. And in another picture, that journey that you're on, it's going to teach you the most about yourself, and it's going to be one of the hardest journeys you've ever been on, I guarantee you, because when you're on a spiritual journey, it's everything changes. Emotions, friends, every situation you can think of changes because your mind changes. And it's going to be really tough. But I promise you, the benefit, the reward after it is amazing. You will walk into a new season of knowing who you are, what you want, your purpose. Like, you be stepping to that thing like, ooh, living my best life type vibes for real. So stay encouraged on your journey. You may fall off. You may deter off. Get back on it, sis. Get on the horse again. I know it's tough. Dust your shoulders off. Play a pimp. Dust your shoulders off. And get to going. I want to remind you guys that 2019, I know, has been a challenge. Just like every year has been a challenge. But I truly want to encourage you and let you know that, dun dun dun, That is life. It doesn't matter what year we go into, what season we go into. It could be winter, fall, spring, summer, 2035. It don't matter. Life is life, okay? It doesn't get easier. It may get harder or it may get easier. You never know, but life is life. There's always ups, downs, middlemen. It's life. The better you understand that, the better these years will be for you. Understand, I really feel that. Like, understand that life is life. Do not get caught up on the semantics of, oh my goodness, this time frame, I was supposed to be doing this, or this is going wrong and this is supposed to be my best year. Every year is your best year. Every moment is your best moment. Every second is your best second. Listen, there are people out there, seriously, who don't even have enough food to feed their kids. There are people out there living in war-driven countries and they don't even have stubble to call their home. You know, like, they are living in all types of crazy situations. Be grateful, be glad in it. Life is a journey that will not change no matter how rich you get, no matter how deep of a spiritual journey you have, no matter how connected you are to people. It's life. Move past, take it, own it, let feel it, but don't let it stay, okay? Move on past it and keep living your life. Keep striving, keep pushing. I know that you have negative people around you, you have naysayers. Block those out. That's something I'm going to really do for myself in 2020, is I'm going to really filter my environment, and I encourage you to do the same. You need to filter your environment. It's so important for your mental health. It's so important for your goals, your dreams. Filter out what's going on around you, because that is how you're going to make 2020 that positive experience, because life, like I said, is going to happen, but how you handle it, that's going to be the difference. That's going to be the thing. That's going to be the, oh my goodness, she's changed. Oh my goodness, she's running this company. Like, she's doing so much better for herself. That's going to be that difference for you guys. So change your environment, switch some things up. And if ain't nobody else told you, I don't care what situation you're in. If you're alive right now and you're breathing, I'm proud of you. Okay, because I know for some people, it took a lot to get yourself out of that depression. It took a lot to wake yourself up from the suicidal thoughts. It took a lot to manage your 10, 5, or even one child. If ain't nobody told you, I don't care how much money's in your bank account. I don't care what kind of home you're living in. If you have a home or don't have a home, I am proud of you. Because every day you show up, you check in, you check in, you check in. You wake up, you open your eyes, and the fact that you even choose to be here shows yourself and myself that you have hope for a better day. So if ain't nobody else told you, I'm proud of you, and I'm gonna be even prouder of you in these years to come, because I know that you just heard this and you said to yourself, now shouldn't I get my shit together? You should. Baby boy, baby girl, you should get your shit together, okay? That's my next message before we head out. Get your shit together, okay? I get so annoyed at myself, at my friends, at my family, seeing people be so stagnant. Ew, like, it's like, you know, you want to throw up. Like, you see stagnation, you're like, come on, get your shit together. Move on, press forward, do what you gotta do. Work this thing out. I like, do it. Whatever it is, that business plan, that school plan, that certificate, that license, do it. What are you waiting for? Who cares what you got? Just do it. It's like, I mean, like, what's the worst that can happen? I mean, is there anything worse that can happen right now? No. So just go ahead and do it, okay? Again, ladies, be encouraged. Be safe out here. I know some people have plans to party. I'm hopefully going to be in church. Actually, I'm going to claim it. I'm going to go to church for New Year's. Whose church? Hell no. But I'm going to go. For everyone out there, listen, have a happy holidays. I hope your Christmas was wonderful and joy-filled. And I hope that the Lord is resting with you and holding you tight for those who are having a hard time. Be safe. 2019 is over. 2020, here we come. Boss babes hashtag, right? I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. Remember, this is the female form where we love, respect, and care for every type of woman in every type of way. Y'all be blessed out here in these streets, and I'll see you guys in 2020. Bye.